Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, December 8th, 8 o'clock, show number 67 of The Madden Voice. It is me, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, or just call me T. We are 1 month away from MLG Orlando, coming off the heels of the huge announcement that MLG will be going to 256 for their Orlando event. And we are excited that they are expanding the field, and I'm going to talk about that tonight. And as you know, we have a special co-host tonight, a man who is no stranger to the Madden Voice, a man who arguably one of the top Madden players out there, this guy. He brings a lot to the game of Madden. He handles the criticism. He comes back and he fights even. Yeah, I'm stalling because I'm looking for something while I'm talking. I'm giving him an extra long introduction because I'm looking for something while I oh, there it is. I found it. Let me introduce the man himself. And I got a new song for him, so y'all gonna love this one. The man himself. Now, is this, before I play his song, the man himself is on the line, co-host tonight, Dynasty. Now, everywhere I go, I read 2008 Madden Challenge Champion, 2009 Madden Challenge Champion. Dynasty, which is it? Man, the press got to make up their minds, man. Is it 2008 or 2009 Champion? Which is it?
Since I won it in 2009, I say 2009.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you Google yourself, go Google yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I know you probably do that about once a day anyway, but go Google yourself, and you will see it says 2008 Madden Challenge Champion everywhere. But I call you the 2009. You won it in 2009. The game was 2009 game. So I don't know.
I guess they said that because of the challenge started in 2008. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, welcome to the show. Dynasty, we gotta reach out to John Cena, man.
Yeah.
That's your song right there.
You want to hear something funny behind that, too? Like, my first ever Xbox Live gamer tag was, it was You Can't See Me.
There you go. There you go. Commish Teeth, all-knowing, omniscient one. I'm telling you, we'd reach out to John Cena, man, and tell him, hey, you know who I am. He'll say, yeah, I know who you are, man. I watch you. I follow you all the time. I said, look, man, I'm about to go out on MLG Orlando. I'm about to, whoop some ass, take some names. I need a theme song. I got my people working on one for Miami. But in the meantime, can I just borrow yours for Orlando? I bet he'd say okay. I bet he might even come down there and walk down the aisle with you.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome to the show. We got a big show tonight. We've got Dynasty on co-hosting with us tonight. We are certainly going to pick Dynasty's brain all night. We're going to talk to him about Anaheim a little bit more. We're going to see what he's doing to get ready for the larger field, the 256 member field coming up in Orlando in just a month away. And we might even see if we can talk to him a little bit about, we don't want to create no issues because we're here for everybody. But, he's put a new crew. crew now. And how are things now? It's been about a month or so, maybe a little bit longer. You know, we're going to pick his brain and see how he is with the crew. And one question that I'm going to ask him, but I'm not going to let him answer it just yet. One question I'm going to ask him is, how is it being in the same crew with Truth? Because I know Paz, you and Truth, you know, kind of a little nemesis there, you know, kind of a little, you know, I mean, you know, a little something, something. Now you guys are on the same team, so we're going to save that for a little bit. But I want to know, how is it now that you guys are on the same team? You know, but we're not going to go there just yet. We're going to save that. We're also going to talk some NFL tonight. We decided that this NFL season, to me, and I'm an old dude, you know, this is one of the most exciting NFL seasons I've ever seen, ever. And I've been watching football a long time. But, I mean, think about the stories. These are the things we're going to talk about tonight. Obviously, you got to start off with two 12-0 teams. Okay, that's the lead, two 12-0 teams. But even when you get past that, you got Brett Favre. Now, I know he, you know, didn't do so well last night. But still, you know, one of the best seasons of his career at 40 years old. You got Arizona, you know, doing well. You got the Steelers struggling. You got the Patriots, to me, the perennial juggernaut, struggling. Patriots? Well, I don't know, man. I mean, they lost two in a row. So, I mean, oh, they're not a juggernaut no more. Yeah, no, they're not. And then you got the NFC East, and I know me and Dynasty going to sit on other opposite sides of the fence in this conversation, but we got the NFC East, to me, still the toughest division in football. No disrespect to the AFC East, but, you know, we do have Washington, but, you know, y'all got Buffalo. But the NFC East with Dallas still in first place, I might add. Right on their heels are the Eagles, tied, but Dallas holds a tiebreaker. And then the Giants, you know, people were beginning to write off and had an impressive win at home Sunday. And the big game coming up, which could arguably decide that division Sunday, is the Giants and the Eagles going at it. And then, like I said, I know Dynasty and I are going to sit on opposite ends of that discussion, but what is everybody thinking about this NFL season? So many great stories. LT passes Jim Brown. You know, I mean, it's story after story. So we want to talk some NFL along with talking to MLG Orlando. We're also going to bring back on tonight Jordan, our MLG Halo aspiring pro, and get an update from him. Now, we didn't have him on last week because last week's show was dedicated to the EAFL crew and their announcement, and they will be making their debut as a formal crew down in Orlando. So we didn't have him on, but we are going to have him on again tonight to update us on his strive to be an MLG pro. So plan on that. And we're also going to have Drama. Drama is coming on the show to promote his next event. And, you know, obviously there was a lot of turmoil in the community. You know, we'll see if he's interested in making any comments about that. But the main thing will be to promote his event. Now, in fairness, Rod was invited to come on. Rod had previous plans, and you know, Rod has been a long-time supporter of the Madden Voice, so by no means don't take his not appearance as anything other than he just had other plans tonight and you know, won't be on the show tonight. But we'll get the information before the show goes off the air and you know, give Rod's a tournament a plug as well. And and you know, where are you guys gonna go? You know, you got two big tournaments in Jersey this weekend. You know, I'm curious, and I won't be at either one of them, I'm sorry, but I know a lot of guys are torn, man. What tournament are you gonna go to and why? Call into the show. The call in number, 347-838-9525. 347-838-9525. That'll get you with me, Commissioner T, or get you on the line with the man himself, Dynasty, the 2009. I've made a corporate decision. He is the 09 Madden Challenge champion. I don't care what ESPN says. The 09 Madden Challenge champion and the possibly the last ever Madden Nation finalist. He was runner-up Madden Nation's lost to Young Nephew. So, let's go to the phone lines and see what we have here. Okay, we got some people sitting there. Remember, guys, when you call into the show, if you want to be heard, it is advisable that you press 1. That gives me the sign that you want to be heard. If you don't want to be heard, then just sit there on the line, and we will leave you there on the line. I do believe we have Jordan on. Let me just check and see if this is Jordan. Jordan, is this you? 269 area code.
You got me?
Yeah, is this you, Jordan?
Hey, yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay, great, great, great. You're on the line with me, T, and of course Dynasty, and you know, welcome back to the Madden Voice. How was your Thanksgiving? Let's first get all the formalities out. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. I drove about 5 hours to visit my grandma, and she wanted all the family there. It was the first time without her husband there. They were married for 60 years, but he just passed away in February, so she wanted all of us to get down there, so it was really good to meet up with the family, you know, and take a little break from life, so that was really good.
Man, you know, Jordan, you strike me as a very, just a really nice kid. You know that, man? It's a, you got that niceness, man, you know, and I'm saying it as a compliment. I'm not taking it nowhere in a negative way, man. That's nice. But I bet you, because, see, you're on the line with Dynasty, okay? And Dynasty's also real, real, very, very nice young man. You meet him, very personal, all that. Until you get on them sticks. Not that he's mean or anything, but then you see a very different person. He puts that iPod on, he puts some headphones on, and as his former commissioner Bobby Storm once said, dude's got ice water in his veins. Now Jordan, when you play Halo, do you go through some kind of transformation like that?
I'm just gonna say I play hard to win every game, you know. Just like in any other sport, when you go out, say on the football field, you play hard, you know, talk a little smack. Off the field, you're a nice, respectable guy, you know, a good sportsman. So that's all I'm going to say about it.
Now this makes me think of a question for Dynasty. You know, Dynasty is serving a double role. He's going to help me host, but he's also I got to enjoy having him here. I can ask some questions. Now, Michael Jordan. People used to say about Michael Jordan, they used to call him the silent assassin because, you know, before the game, it was, hey, hey, ha, ha, you know, high-fiving and, hey, how you been, and shake your hand, and, you know, been out on the golf course lately? Nah, me neither, man. You know, when the season's over, man, let's go play some golf. Hey, how's the wife? Hey, man, oh, I saw your kids. Hey, kids. You know, Michael Jordan's the nicest guy you want to meet until they threw the ball up in the air. And Charles Barkley, who's one of Michael Jordan's most closest friends, said that it was all an act, that Jordan did that to kind of get the edge up on and kind of relax his opponent, you know, and then he went out there and took their heart. Now, I don't expect you to admit this, but I got to tell you, I see some comparisons. Is any part of your strategy when you go out there taken from a pro player like a Jordan or anybody else you may look up to and say, I like the killer instinct, I'm going to snatch it, I'm going to use it?
Is that for me, Tay?
That's for you, Dynasty, yeah.
Oh, no, not really. Man, I just go out there and do me, man, basically. Never really tried to emulate Michael, but that's a good point what you had said, though, for real.
Yeah. See, that's smart. See, he's not gonna admit it. See, because he say right now he's messaging me on Facebook. T, you're blowing up my spot, man. What you doing to me, man? I mean, can't put all my secrets out there like that, brother, man. I mean, come on, man. You know. Right.
But I mean, that is like a good comparison. But like before everybody's friend, I wouldn't say that's just me. I would say that's like mainly everybody in the Madden community. I mean, not just me though. Like everybody's friendly, buddy, buddy, and then when it gets down to game time, it's all serious.
Yeah. But some guys are serious all the way around. I mean, some guys like MTZ.
That's true.
MTZ. Anyway, all right. So, Jordan, what's give us the update now? Where are you at? We're a month away from Orlando, MLG's big, huge event in Orlando. What's the update on you and your search for a team and your aspirations to become an MLG pro?
Well, right now I'm standing with a team. We're not completely 100% official. The biggest problem for these guys is the financial situation, you know. They're not 100% sure if they're going to get enough money because they're afraid. They don't want to go down there and waste their time, but I'm trying to get them to realize you got to take chances, you know. I'm driving myself from Michigan all the way to Florida just so I can be there.
Wow.
There's ways to do it. You just got to find a way. You know?
I'd say, Jordan, like, going to, like, the MLG events and stuff, man, like, it's not always, like, about the money and stuff. I think T touched on it last week, you know what I mean? Like, it's all, like, a great experience going down there, you know what I mean? Hanging out, kicking with your buddies and stuff like that.
Definitely. That's something I told myself. I promised myself I was going to go to an event. If
there's always a way. You just got to find it, you know.
So, now, the crew that you're currently with, are these local guys? Are these guys that are different parts of the country?
Actually, one of them lives only about an hour away from me, but that's just coincidence. One guy's from Virginia, the other guy's from New York, but they're a really good group of guys, pretty similar to me, really nice and respectable, you know, but they play hard, too. They're really skilled, also on the same skill level as me. So I feel like with enough time to work on it, we could really do something. So.
Now, what do you think it's going to take to get these guys? I mean, I guess part of me is saying if you have to talk them into going to Orlando, regardless of their skill sets, are they the and it's just me talking. I mean, you know, everybody's got an opinion. So, you know, just forgive me. I'm usually a pretty direct guy. But if you have to talk them into it, you think is it possible that this is still the right team?
No, honestly. Like, it's kind of bad to say. It's almost like a stepping stone for me. I mean, like I said, I want guys who completely agree and want to just do whatever it takes, like me. You know, and these guys, they want to, you know, take their time with it and just hopefully they get lucky. But the thing about trying to find a team in the MLG community, it's a lot about who you know, not how good you are. Just like in anything, though, pretty much. I mean, if you're not that recognized yet, or you don't have any rank points yet because you didn't make it to a certain round, people just want who they think is good. You know, they don't even give you really that much of a chance. So I'm not that well known yet. I've only been to a few events. I'm still working on. I mean, I'm definitely think I have a lot of skill. It just a lot of people don't give me a chance to show it even. So I'm just trying to keep going, keep working on, and eventually get picked up by a team with some serious skill that's wanting to do some damage. So, you know, I just got to find some guys right now that can get there and can play hard.
Now, and help me, because I'm not as versed, you know, I don't work the, not only do I not work the Halo side, you know, the Madden side is usually so busy, I don't really get over there, although I'm going to really try. I actually played Halo for the first time this week. I'm not a Halo player. It's just not, it was just something that, you know what it is? It just, you know, I'm not a fad guy. So when everybody's doing something, I do something different. That's just me. And so Halo was just like, you know, one of the most popular games ever. And so I just was like, I ain't playing Halo, you know, because everybody else is playing and I'm not playing Halo. I finally broke down and played it. And I was like, okay, I see what the hype is all about. So, I mean, I'm late, you know. But
did you see the finals in Anaheim, like, of the Halo competition? Like, with the stadium part of it?
I didn't see the actual competition, no. I walked through, was it the finals or was it, I'm trying to think when I walked through. If it wasn't the finals, it might have been the semifinals. I walked through and I saw the crowd and I saw the energy and I was like, whoa. But I didn't get to see it. So you actually went over and saw the finals?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. That was them guys were going crazy over that. Like, one dude got like 6 headshots in a row and people were going berserk.
Yeah.
Wow, I gotta get over. See, not that I understand the game a little bit better now. I gotta get over. But Jordan, in the setup with Halo and the crew setup, do teams usually have an alternate?
You mean, what do you mean?
Well, you have a crew, so you got 4 guys that are playing, right?
Yep.
Are you allowed to have a sub, like an alternate, in case somebody gets hurt or, you know, I don't know, you know, guy gets up out of the hotel and falls and twists his ankle and can't make it to the venue, or guy wakes up sick with the flu? Do they allow you to have an alternate, or is it just those 4 guys and that's it?
Well, I mean, you can act if it's before the event starts, yeah, but I think once you got it started, I mean, there's no real way of them knowing that you switch guys unless you're well known, you know.
Yeah.
So, I
yeah.
mean, technically you could sneak him in there, but you're supposed to stick with the same guy.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to brainstorm ways for you to possibly join a team. Dynasty, what do you think now? I mean, I know it's a different game, but, you know, you're a guy who came up, you know, I mean, you weren't always Dynasty, you know.
Never.
A few years ago, you were just Len Green, you know, and any suggestions you may have for, you know, for Jordan as he tries to build his name and his reputation in Halo?
Man, I can see he's already hungry, though. That's like the main thing you need, you know what I mean? See, like, that's when I first started, I was hungry as hell, man. But what I say is, like, man, just keep going for it, man. I mean, don't stop until you get your goals, you know what I mean? Don't stop until you made that MLG team or whatever. I don't know how it works in there, but, I mean, just don't stop until you get your goals, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Any tips you can give them on, you know, one of the similarities with MLG and Madden is there's crews in both, you know, and you've been involved with, you know, you were a key player in GTP for a long time, recently started a new crew called New Era, and I know you must have sat down and thought a lot about who you were going to have in the crew. What were some of the things you thought about that maybe Jordan can learn from as he's trying to put his team together for Halo?
Just if somebody sticks out to you, you know what I mean? Like, dudes with, like, extraordinary skill at Halo, you know what I mean? That's how we went about it with New Era, you know what I mean? But, like, as far as back to what you said before, T, about trying to get his name out there, I mean, just keep talking to people, you know what I mean? Just keep talking to every – like, when you go – if you make it out to Orlando, you know what I mean? Just talk – just make friends with everybody, you know what I mean? Network, you know what I mean? Get your name out there. Make people start talking about you, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good, man. That's some good advice. And yeah, I mean, I think that you really have to stay focused. And you know, it's in anything when you start with nothing and you're trying to build something. You know, the word no does is just a delay till you get a yes. You know.
And another thing too, it don't happen overnight. You know what I mean? It just you don't go there and then you'll be like the next what's that guy T squared or whatever.
Yeah,
it don't happen overnight. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
to get to where I am now, man, it took like T said, like 2.5 years. You know what I mean? So,
right. Yeah, it's like I've watched a lot of videos on T Square, and I have so much respect for him because him and I are so similar. You know, we don't have a lot, we didn't have a lot going for us, but he just had the drive, and he just wanted it so bad. And now look at him. You know, he's at the top, and that's what I want to do too. So,
I think that's what it takes.
Yep.
Now, MLG's website, I spent some time there this week. I was trying to actually prep for the show, and I was trying to see what they had out there for the event coming up. And there are tools, I guess, on their forums if you're looking to start a crew or join a crew. I don't know how good those tools are because my opinions on forums isn't very high these days, so I don't know how good it is. But have you looked into those tools that they have?
Yeah, I've been using them a decent amount, but, you know, it's like I said, it's hard because, like, there's all these people out there, you know, wanting to start a team, but they don't know anything about you or, you know, they just don't even give you a chance. Like, I created a thread, you know, telling everybody about what I was doing, what was going on, and I've only gotten a few responses, you know, and I don't think they've been worth anything, you know. So I've been thinking about just trying to start, like, recruiting myself because what I've been trying to do is get on a team that's already formed because they already have some team chemistry, you know, and all and teamwork. So I've just been thinking about just starting up my own team and getting the guys that I want for my team. So I'll probably start using that to try and do so.
Yeah, and, you know, and I also think that, you know, there's a lot, I mean, you'd be surprised, there's a lot of guys in the Madden world that play Madden, but, you know, they're adequate at Madden, and they love Halo, you know, and you may be surprised, you know, I'll put it out there now, anybody out there, you know, that might be interested, you hear the guy, and you hear the passion and the desire, and if there's anybody out there, you know, in the Madden community, or anybody that...
I play Halo, but I suck, man. I'm horrible.
I can tell you now that whatever crew is formed, I will not be a part of it.
there are some pretty good dudes out there that play Madden though, like Chow. RG, like Magic, they all play Halo, and like Chow, I would say Chow is probably the best Halo player in the Madden community. Like he's nice.
Yeah. Only problem is he won't be able to do that and
yeah.
You know, play Madden too. That's the thing. So we need someone that's not as good as Chow, that might be interested in you know, at least having a conversation. I mean, at this point, when you're trying to build something, keep all your options open because you just never know. And maybe one suggestion, because I build things. That's what I do. I built the league. I built the show. So I can say this. Build it one step at a time. You know, if your goal is four, and that's what you need, don't go looking for four. Go get yourself one. And get yourself one solid partner, you know, that you can trust, sees things the way you see them. Because I can tell you, way back in the Stone Age, when I started the EAFL League, it was really a small group of people. And when I looked to try to grow it, I started with one person and talked to that one person. And, you know, that one person to this day is still involved with me, you know. So my one suggestion would be find one partner, one guy. Don't go looking for four or three, whatever. Find one guy, and then you and him get on the same page. Then it becomes the two of you looking. Now you got two pair of eyes out there looking. You know, once you got him sold, he's excited like you. He's passionate like you. You say, let's go to Orlando. He's like, okay, great. You know, when the passes go on sale, let's go. And now you got one, and then the two of you go out and each find one, and next thing you know, you got a team. So that's my suggestion. I know I might be oversimplifying it a bit, but
That definitely makes sense, though. You know, I mean, because like sometimes people just don't click the same way as if you were to get, you know, just break it down completely and get the right guys in the first place. You know, it's like when you go to a tournament too with a team of three that was already formed and you hop onto it. It just might, everybody might not be on the same page in that situation. So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of intangibles when you're trying to build a team, you know, and as Dynasty mentioned, you know, you certainly, I mean, and the whole point is you want to win, so talent is certainly going to be involved in that, but beyond talent, and I would imagine with Halo even more so than with Madden, because Madden really is a one-on-one game, you know. Halo really is a team game. It's the epitome of a team. So there needs to be chemistry. You know, you need to know that, you know, this guy's got my back. He knows what I'm thinking. I know what he's thinking, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I think it's going to work out, and I definitely want to, I'm going to keep on. I'm sorry for the, I mean, I was glad that you weren't tied up tonight. I know I hit you up kind of late to come on, but I try to give you a little more advance notice next time. But we want to certainly keep in touch with you and follow you through this journey. And, man, I'm just hoping that you can get a team together for Orlando and that you can be there and compete. And, you know, you guys can at least compete, you know, have something to hang your hat on to say we got one underneath our belt. You know, we did it. We got one underneath our belt, and now we can move on and get ready for the next one.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. All right. Well, listen, Jordan, appreciate you calling in, and I'll be in touch. We probably I'm not sure when we'll do another. We'll definitely be doing another show before Christmas, because then after Christmas is kind of pretty much time to turn our attention towards Orlando. So I'll be in touch with you, bring you back on, and see what the update is. And, again, anybody out there that's interested in or might be interested in joining Jordan or having a conversation with Jordan about forming a crew for MLG Orlando and beyond, you guys all know how to reach me, Commissioner T. I'm easy to reach, so just reach out to me, reach out to the Madden Voice, and I'll make sure Jordan gets that information, and we'll see what we can do. Jordan, appreciate your time, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good
luck, Jordan.
Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, thanks, man. Take it easy, guys.
All right. And that was Jordan, man. And, I, you know, in case you guys don't realize, I met Jordan on an airplane, and Jordan had this cougar after him, you know. And
I was just about to ask you that. See, I was like, how did he get hooked up with the Madden Voice? You know what I mean? I was just about to ask you that.
Yeah, we were on an airplane coming back from Anaheim, and there was a lot of people. The flight went to Detroit before it brought me back to Connecticut, and there were a lot of people on that flight. And I'm talking with different – I see the sweatshirts and stuff, so I'm just talking with different guys. So I sat in my seat, and he had – I think he had a backpack or something said MLG on it. So I just said, you know, what role did you have? And he said, oh, Halo. And I said, oh, well, I was there as a zone ref for Matt. And he goes, oh, yeah. And he actually mentioned you. He said, yeah, I saw that guy Dynasty, man. I said, yeah. And we just started talking, and so then he started telling me his whole story. And real nice, as you can see, nice kid, respectful. And he said he was a bit frustrated and not sure, but he the thing he wanted so badly was to be an MLG pro. And so I said, well, look, you know, we're doing a show next week. I've already got Sundance confirmed to be on the show. Why don't you come on too? And, you know, let's get your story. And so Sundance actually did come on. We didn't get to connect Jordan directly with Sundance. They were on at different times. But I mentioned to Sundance that, you know, here's a guy who wants to be an MLG pro, and, you know, what are your suggestions? And Sundance gave him, you know, a little pep talk on the air. And I said, hey, let's follow this kid. I mean, hey, it may not turn into anything. On the other hand, you never know. But I think it's a, what I call a human interest story. I'm interested in it. And let's see. I mean, if you know, if somebody had followed you around with a microphone 2.5 years ago, you know, that would have been something to document looking back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be crazy looking back, man. Really?
Yeah, I would have liked to see that.
Could you imagine if Madden was like 2v2 or something like that? Like Madden? I mean, like
Halo. God, nah, I couldn't even imagine, man. I couldn't even imagine. Or now with the Madden Arcade, you know, I mean, you know, imagine if they could, if Madden could become, you know, 4v4 on a big stage live like that.
Like when I used to be game time, like back, like when we were in the hotels and stuff, like we used to do 2v2 in the hotel room, like just start, like $10 a man or whatever, and we just like have fun. Like we thought it was fun as hell, you know. And we play a 2v2, and then like when the co-op or whatever was introduced online, like we all went crazy because we thought it was fun, but then we all realized it was playing against the computer. And stuff
Right. But I got to tell you, you know, although EA Sports, when they came on the Madden Voice, would not confirm or deny any changes to that, you know, being able to play head-to-head versus online. But to me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer to turn that into a head-to-head feature in the game.
So much fun. It really is. Like I was playing with, I don't know if you ever heard of him, Six All Day.
We
play on the same team, you know what I mean? And he'd be a lineman, and I'd be the quarterback, and like if I think it was Little Man was trying to nano or something, and he would just block him right up the middle, so I'd have time to look back, and then I'd throw it, and he'd click on and use your catch. It was real fun.
That sounds a lot of fun. Let's reset here. 8:30, the Madden Voice live, special guest co-host Dynasty, the Madden 2009 Madden Challenge champion. He is here with us live on the air. And if you want to talk to me, Commissioner T, if you want to talk to Dynasty, or if you don't want to talk to anybody, you just want to be heard on the air, call in. 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. Let us go now and bring on the newest tournament director to the scene, a man who's got the right name. I tell you, he's got the right nickname. A man that everybody knows as Drama, and I got a special song for Drama.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Your bet, it's with the buck stop. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Pours reach and testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the...
I tell you, man, I need to get a new job. My new job is picking songs for people. If y'all heard them lyrics, those lyrics are right on point. Tell me them lyrics ain't right on point, Drama.
They are.
They're right on point. The reason I picked that song for you, I asked Drama what song did he want. He didn't know, and that's okay. The reason I picked that song is because, as everybody knows, it's not a secret, Drama was very tightly aligned with NJ Rod and that whole group. And, you know, recently has made a business decision to go in another direction. And, you know, it was some drama on the boards. That's why I say he's got the right name, Drama, you know, over some things that went on that we may or may not touch on. You know, the Madden voice doesn't mind a little controversy, but we always try to keep it respectful. You know, we're not here to throw anybody under the bus. We're not here to make anybody look bad. We think there's room for everybody in the community. And I don't have all the facts. I read the whole 23 pages. And my eyes were crossed by the time I got done reading all. I was like, oh, my God. But I read it all because I had so many phone calls and people saying, bring them both on the show and da-da-da-da. And, you know, like I said, you know, Rod was invited to come on to promote his event, which is what I invited Drama to come on to promote his event. But Rod had previous engagement, so there's no problem. We'll still give Rod a shout-out. You know, but beyond all of that stuff that went on, you know, Drama has a tournament, and I tell you, I gotta be honest, man. When I read what you're trying to do with this event, I mean, you know, I was kind of impressed, man. I mean, now first of all, let's tell everybody where the tournament is and what time. Let's get the logistics stuff out of the way, and then we'll do it at the end of the interview as well.
All right. It's at in South Hackensack, New Jersey. 31 Shriver Street at the School of Rock. It starts at 10 a.m. And we're going to try to get everything started the latest 11:30 because I don't want everyone to be there freaking, like, late as hell. It sucks being there, like, late and then having the tournament end late and everyone has to drive home the ass crack of dawn and shit, you know? But, yeah, and then it's, like, four-man round robins and all that shit the way it should be. Back to the four-man round robins, then buy back to go back to three-man round robins and stuff like that. So.
And is that one thing I like to say about Drama, like, the thing about Drama, like, he's not new to running tournaments. Like, when Rod had his tournaments in, I think it was 09, he would help him with the round robins and setting up the brackets and stuff, so Drama definitely knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good look, Dynasty. And, you know, and I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of things that were said that probably didn't need to be said. I think that everybody has a right to build their business and handle business the way they want to handle business. And sometimes in business, you know, hey, things get, you know, a little funky and, you know, but hey, it's at the end of the day, it's business. It's as simple as that. You know, it really is. You know, Drama, you're stepping into or back into an arena, and there's some competition on the block. And hey, you guys can either work together, or you can be competitors, or both. You know, I got a lot of leagues that I talk to, but at the end of the day, I still want their heart. I want all their best players, and they want all mine, and that's okay. You know, you announced on the boards that you were giving away a very special prize to the winner. What is that special prize?
Well, other than the guaranteed $750, we are giving away tickets to the Giants Eagles game and a free parking pass with that as well to the winner of the Monday Night Football game. So that's good.
Now where is this? Who's hosting? Is it in Jersey or in Philly?
In Jersey.
Okay. And I hear free parking's included, you said?
Yes, free parking passes included.
Yeah, man. I've been to the Meadowlands, bro. Y'all need to jump on that one.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. The parking is like $50 to $25 if you really want to try to get parking. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So free parking, tickets to a huge, huge game that you know, we are gonna talk about on the show tonight, but not just yet. And can people pre-register for your tournament?
I haven't really got to that yet because I really don't know how to do so.
Okay.
Like I need to set up a PayPal account and that because I haven't really done so yet. Probably for the next tournament, I will be doing that.
Okay. Now this tournament is Saturday, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So at this point, they can't pre-register, but you'd like the doors open at 10, and you know we're hoping to do not do Madden time, but let's do MLG time, and let's get everything rolling, and everybody gets started by 11:30.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Because I want everybody to be able to get home and you know at a reasonable time and shit. So.
Right.
I don't want to be home late and that.
Now, what is it now here I am. Okay, now let's just say I'm Joe Blow. I go to tournaments every once in a while. I'm looking at going to a tournament this weekend. I hear about your tournament and I'm excited about the chance to win those football tickets. Why, you know, you're a new, you know, for what we know of you, you've got to still be considered a relatively new tournament director, okay? Even though you've been involved in running some tournaments, you're still new at this. Now, what – sell us. Sell, you got the man, you know Dynasty. You got Dynasty on the phone. You got me here. You know our network here, the Mad Voice. Sell us. Sell the community on what they're going to get. Now, let me just preface this by saying you've heard the show before. I know you have. You know, T-Boy does a great job in selling what his tournament's all about. Bobby, Rod, now here's your chance. Sell the community on why they should come check out your tournament this weekend.
Well, let's see. It's really hard to say, but I don't know. Like, my shit's going to be different. I'm young, so I'm really there for the community. What everybody wants, I try to give them. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's just going to be a different feel than what you've been used to, I would say. And I'm going to have music playing, all that good stuff, you know. Everything that everybody wants. That's really all I have to say.
Yeah. I was about to touch on that, too, T. Like, he's a player himself, you know what I mean? Like, he's in his own crew and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, he knows what, like, all the Madden players want at a tournament and stuff like that. So that's one thing I'm definitely going to try and check out a tournament for.
You see, and learn from that drama. You know, you had made a post on Facebook about the date of your tournament and how that was a hard lesson for you to learn. You went on the boards and you posted a URL and ended up a whole bunch of controversy over the website name. And now you have an opportunity to sell your tournament, and here's Dynasty selling your tournament with a great point. Hey, I'm a player too. Yeah, that's a great point for the community. I'm a player too, so I know what you want, and come to my tournament and watch me deliver. You really want to be able to, you know, I call it, because I've done sales my whole life in one way, shape, or form. I'm one of those kind of guys who believe that we're always selling. We're always selling. Someone's always watching you, and you're always selling. You're trying to pick up that girl, you're selling. You know what I mean? You are. You know, hey, baby, sure. You know what I'm saying, baby, what's going on? She's just looking at you like, yeah, all right, whatever. You're selling. And you got to have that 30-second speech ready. Whatever your product is, you got to have that elevator speech, that 30-second quick hit, why should I buy from you speech, whether you're trying to pick up that girl or whether you're trying to sell people to come on a tournament. And the successful tournament directors can all do that. Bobby can do it. T-Boy can do it. A1 can do it. Rod can do it. So if you want to get on that level, man, that's one tip I'll give you right there, is be able to get that 30-second speech on why you should come out to your tournament. Now, what is – not to touch on the sore subject again, but that's kind of what I do. What is going to be the name – what's the name of your event or what's the name of your tournaments?
As of right now, it's NJ Elite Tournaments, but that might be subject to change due to some – reasons.
Okay.
Everybody knows basically.
But. Yeah, everybody knows the reasons. Okay. So, you know, you could, and there was a lot of good ideas on that thread about what you can do with the whole website name. The website name really is not that big of a deal. I mean, it really, really isn't. You know, it really, it's not that big of a deal. There's plenty of, if you want to keep that name, there's plenty of things you can do. So NJ Elite, is NJ Elite Tournaments?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. So, all right, well, listen, everybody, you know, give them a shout. You know, I respect what you're trying to do. In full disclosure, I also respect Rod as well. I know Rod gets a tough time on the boards. Sometimes he deserves it, and I've told him that, and sometimes I think he doesn't. I'm not going to say which time I think this is, but you can't ignore his contributions to the community. And Drama, to be honest with you, the dude was like your number one fan. I mean, I've never heard a guy you know, advocate for somebody as much as Rod advocated for you to be a player rep and this, that, and the other. The guy was your biggest fan, biggest cheerleader. It is a bit sad that you guys are on different sides of the coin now, because he really was a big fan. You know, but it is what it is, and we move on, and hopefully there's enough room for everybody to get out there, you know, and support your local tournaments. And what we want to see is really, we want to follow MLG's lead here. We want to see the whole community grow. We want to see everybody benefit, and we want to see it get bigger. Just as Dynasty mentioned about the Halo finals, you know, I mean, we want to see Madden on that level. You know, we want to see Madden with groupies, man. I want to see groupies, man. You know, Commish T wants a groupie, man. I want a groupie, man. You know, I was at the Anaheim, and Top called my name and said, "Commish T, where you at?" And I was up on the main stage, and he said, "Somebody's looking for you." And for a split second, I thought, oh, man, maybe I got my first Madden voice groupie. Maybe somebody heard the voice and, like, I got to meet this guy. And it really was Larry from Denver. How you doing, Larry? I know you're listening. who wanted my autograph. He went around. I think he got your autograph, Dynasty and Truth. And he had a Madden instruction booklet and went around and got a lot of autographs. And, hey, Larry, I was glad to sign an autograph for you. But, you know, I wish you were about 30 years younger and female, because then it would have really felt good. But that's okay, Larry. We like you, and we appreciate your support. So, all right. So, before we let you go, Drama, I see another caller that I recognize. Going to bring him on real quick, and just see if we can clear up one point that I think he may want to clear up. The man himself from Primetime Gamers, formerly known as Madden Players United, the best black accountant in the world. Of course, he's the only black accountant I know. The man himself, A1, is on the line.
World champion, Los Angeles Lakers. I'm going to take the trash out. Hey, my bad, man. What's up?
Hey, nothing, man. I mean, you know, I got to get a song for you, A1. I got to get a song for you. I got no song for you, A1. We need to get an A1 song. Let me see. I'm looking through the list now to see if I got one on here. That might work. Oh, this old school one right here, though. This one might work for you.
You gotta make sure it's a banger, man.
Well, this is old school. This is old school, okay? So let's see if this one will work.
Hey, yo, Teddy.
Yo.
I ran into that young lady Maria last night.
What?
Must have been her husband's payday.
Man.
So she brought me to see a brand new diamond link that she see me with on. You know what I'm saying? You know why?
Why can't
you? But I get the job done.
I'll work. I'll work.
Baby, the question at hand is, how do I love thee? I'll count the ways, but girls don't show me. One by one, you can come and correct me. Undress and molest me, but you can't protect me.
Now, see, the reason I like this song, this Big Daddy K, for all you young guys out there saying, Jesus, Commish T, you're going a little too far back here. That's Big Daddy K. I get the job done. I gotta say one thing about A1. I'm gonna say one thing about A1. The man's work ethic is unbelievable. Every time I talk to him, he's hustling, doing. You heard him just right now. I'm about to go take this trash out. You know, every time I talk to him, he's working on something. His work ethic is really, really high, and he you know, he's kind of got a gift and a curse. He wants everything done yesterday. Sometimes it's a curse, but it's also an incredible work ethic. So that's your song for the night. We're going to get a real good one for you, though, soon. A1, welcome to the Madden Voice. A1? Yeah, see, he's working so hard that I must have
lost. One out of service.
Yeah, I hope not. A1, come on, A1. Commissioner T to A1.
Can you hear me?
Ah, here you go. Can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. No, that's somebody calling for the Modern Warfare tournament. But look,
okay.
Check this out. That song you were playing right there, that's my motivation song for my workers. When tax season starts,
every morning. I play that song for him. Let him know that he can make my money. So, so that's a good song, man.
I am telling you guys. I am telling you. I am striking. Last week, Coach Chris came on. I played a Snoop song. What did he say? Snoop Dogg, that's my favorite rapper. Tonight I played John Cena. What did he say? His name used to be You Can't See Me or whatever it was. I don't know. And I'm telling you, I think I got a new job, man. I think I got a new job. Maybe, you know what? Maybe instead of, although I enjoy reffing the MLG games, but you guys think to, you know, there's usually always a DJ at the Madden Challenge and Players Bowl or whatever. Maybe I should be back there spinning, man, since I can pick out the right songs. Maybe that's what I need to be doing.
They need to do something. That music terrible.
Yeah, it was rough there for a minute. I think that I am confident that that will be solved for Orlando. I am very confident of that. A1, a question that we want, you know, that I have to ask you because we have drama on the line now. And, you know, while we're not necessarily trying to rehash the whole thing that went on the boards for 4 or 5 days, but your name was mentioned. And, you know, it is an opportunity for you because it just seemed like all of a sudden here was A1's name, like kind of out of nowhere, you know. And here's an opportunity for you to maybe clear that up because, you know, I don't know the story. And I want everybody to know it's not like A1 and I talked an hour ago or anything, so I have no idea what he's going to say. But it just, if you read the thread, then all of a sudden it's A1's, you know, domain. A1 owns it now. It just felt weird to me. So, you know, A1, you don't even got to comment if you don't want to. I mean, it's on you. But you got anything you want to say on that?
Nah, man. First, I just want to say a couple of things. The guys on the boards, it's a lynch mob every time. Me or Rod do something, and you know me, you know that's my boy, and I'm gonna have his back no matter what. But for them to believe everything they read is crazy to me. That dude, Juggernaut, he's the only person that called me to find out. I tried to hit drama on Facebook. I was trying to talk to him last night about it, but you know you didn't hit me, so it's cool. You know I deal with stuff over the phone, man. All that internet thug stuff people are doing. When I'm in Orlando, all them people that were talking shit, I won't hear from none of them. And I'm on the West Coast coming to Orlando. But the thing is, I don't desire to have NJ Elite tournaments. That's Rod and I fucking with y'all. It was really more Rod fucking with y'all. And y'all feed into the shit. It's crazy. I never bought your name. That whoever's on there talking mess about it, oh, yeah, these are the scumbags and all this stuff. I mean, it's crazy. You could call Rod a scumbag all you want, but he's the one that brought drama aboard. Really, if Rod wasn't around doing tournaments, would drama be around? You know, Rob brought a lot of these guys around, man, and I know he get out of line a lot, but he's really defending himself a lot too. And I'm not defending shit he did. Drama, I would have bought your domain name too. Rod has NJ Madden Ballers, he has NJ Halo, he has NJ everything. So for you to even try to get NJ Elite tournaments, I told Rod that was a great name. I would have took the shit. You know, just to be straight up honest with you, as a business move, you let it be known that, you know what, you're trying to take over North Jersey. So as soon as you stepped in the ring and said that, hey, all the gloves are on. We could do whatever. So really,
let me clarify. First of all, you didn't buy the name, you don't own the name. But let me make sure I'm clarifying. You're saying that when Drama's announcement was a challenge, and that's how you read it, as when Drama announced what he was doing, you read it as, oh, okay, well, you know, if that's how you want to roll, then that's how we're going to roll. Is that what I'm hearing, A1?
No. Drama is allowed to do tournaments and do whatever he wants to do. Everybody is. What I'm saying, when Drama made the thread that says, I'm taking over New Jersey, that's when the gloves came off.
I said that in the heat of the moment. I really did not mean that, but I only said it because of the reason what he did.
Yeah, like I said, I don't even know your background, because I don't even talk about your history. But what I'm saying, when you said that, oh, it was over with. And the bad part, I'm going to be real honest with you, because I talked to Rod a lot. Rod bought the name for $12 or whatever it is. He said he was going to sell it to you for $25. He said, hell, you put him through hell, he's going to put you through a little hell. I mean, I guess he still like you a little bit, because he used to petition for you for everything.
Yes.
Madden player reps.
Yes.
I used to hate hearing your name. I didn't like you because of Rod.
Yes.
To really be honest with you, the dude did I was irritated by you, Drama. Seriously, I was like, who the fuck is he? Like, are they relatives? Like, I didn't know what it was that dude just fought for you on everything.
And Drama,
they have conversations about you every day, dog.
And Drama, that's real. That's real talk. I have to say, A1 is that is 100%. I don't think I've met you. Have I ever met you, Drama? I don't think I've met you.
Yeah.
I did meet you. My bad.
Wow.
My bad, dog. I mean, you know what it is, man. It's just that every tournament I go to, if Dynasty's there, that's all I see. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Dynasty's larger than life, so it's hard to see anybody else when Dynasty come walking in. You know what I mean? But yeah, I will back up A1 that Rod, like I said earlier, your number one cheerleader. I mean, really got to the point where me and A1 would be talking, be like, what is up with him in Drama? Like, is that his illegitimate son or something? I mean, is it something you want to tell us? Because it really got, I won't say out of hand, but it was, he just was a big fan of yours, and he was always shoving Drama down our throats, you know? And so, I mean, yeah, maybe when all this happened, and I don't know all the details, but, you know, you have someone that you treat as or feel like, you know, you're their bigger brother or whatever, and then things go down the way they went down. And I think A1 makes a good point. When you make a post that says, I'm taking over North Jersey, it seems as though that gave, you know, Rod the kind of permission to do whatever it is he needed to do. It seems as though, you know, when you did that, then Rod felt like, okay, you want to take over Jersey? Go for it. And thus, you know, we have the drama. God, I love this. that we have now. But you know what? Regardless, I still want to see you do well. I want to see Rod do well. I want to see everybody do well that's out there running tournaments. I really want to see everybody do well.
Yeah, oh man, of course. I mean, you want to see everybody do. I don't wish bad on anybody, man. And like I said, man, I'm on the West Coast. I really could care less about anything that's going on past me. If you really want to know the truth, so for me to buy a domain name from you, dude, come on, man. But you don't even feed into that. And now that you're a tournament director, since everybody on the board say we have to have different standards, you got to have those same standards that apply to you too. So now you got to tell your boys when they run in their mouth, they got to be quiet. All that stuff applies to you, because if you don't do it, you're just as worse as everybody else. So you got new standards too, man. I mean, like I said, good luck on your events. But, you know, yeah, y'all both wrong, man. It's sad that y'all work. And can I just say one more thing? I'm sorry. The dude was going to give you, like, you were going to be doing the King of the Couch stuff. Me, like, Rod talked to me about that every day. Yeah, Drama, you know, he's a leader. You remember when we called you when you were a player rep? And you had said something out of line one day, me and Rod were like, come on, man, just shut up. Because, you know, everybody was getting on you about the Facebook thing and all that stuff. Rod was right there fighting for you 100%. That's all the dude used to talk about. Because, you know, it's his Halo and Mad, his Halo and Modern Warfare and all that stuff is so huge. He's like, man, I can't do it by myself. I trust Drama. That's all the dude used to say, man. So I don't know how the hell y'all fell out. That shit is crazy to me.
Drama, any comments? Because we've been doing a lot of talking, so I don't want you to feel. I don't want you to feel ambushed, man.
I don't know. Really, don't got much.
No, and I'm not ambushing.
You know, just is what it is. Can't really do much about it.
All right. There's nothing wrong with that. We want you to have a good tournament this weekend, you know, and that's why that was the main reason we had you come on to the show. And now, wait a minute. Now, I'm getting let me hear. Now, and forgive me for not knowing, man. We got a huge league. Are you in the EAFL right now?
No.
Okay. Were you in it?
I was at one point.
Okay. What'd you think?
It's cool. You know, good league. Solid, you know.
Okay. I thought I remember seeing your name pass through.
Yeah, I was in there a couple of times. It was just like busy with like school and work and shit. I'm not able to keep up with the games and that.
Right. Okay. Nah, that's cool. Just checking, making sure that you had a good experience while you were with us. So that's all.
Yeah, definitely. At least all the games were legit in that.
Thank you. I might have to take that soundbite and use it a couple of times. At least all the games are legit, because we know that's not the case in all leagues. We do know that. You will never ever see the EAFL sim a game. It does not happen. 40 seasons in our major league, over 100 seasons, almost 5 years, we have never, ever, ever simmed a game. Bank on that, and we never will. But anyway, all right, well, listen, drama, one more time, Saturday, 10 o'clock, hoping to get the tournament started by 11:30. Give us the address and the entry fee one more time for everybody interested in going to the tournament, and also remind them what's at stake.
31 Shriver Street, South Hackensack, New Jersey. Start is at 10 o'clock, and we're trying to get started by 11:30 the latest. And the winner gets a guaranteed $750. Plus, if there's more people, the more money, obviously. And you get two tickets to the Giants versus Eagles game and free parking pass included. Mm. Can't really beat that.
Very nice.
For the tickets, man.
Nah, that's
he said he's about to take it. Who said he's about to take it?
Me, Dynasty.
Oh, hey, what's up, Dynasty?
What's up, man?
See, it's not like A1 was listening to the show before he called in or anything, because he was too busy taking out the trash, so he wasn't not like he was listening. Right?
Yeah, man, you know, got to play with my son and stuff. Hey, man, I met Dynasty for the first time in Anaheim, man. And you know, I didn't put that video up though, but
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, man, Dynasty, a cool dude, man. He was the coolest dude I ever met.
That's an inside joke with me and A1, man.
Yeah. I sense somebody's got dirt on somebody. That's what I sense, man.
Just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, man, I sense somebody got dirt. So,
All right,
well, listen, let me let Drama go. Drama, we appreciate it. Definitely want to have you back on for the next show, and tell us how your first event went.
Definitely. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the time. See you guys later.
All right, take care.
All right, Drama, I'll talk to you.
Bye, man.
Peace. All right. Now, Dynasty, do you plan to get out there this weekend and compete, or are you just going to lay low?
I'm definitely going to try and make it out there. It's like 70-30 right now. You know what I mean? I might have some plans for that Saturday. You know what I mean? So I'm not really sure. But I definitely want to try and get out there just for the tickets, though, for real.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, in all fairness, we do want to mention that Rod also has a tournament Saturday, 10 o'clock, at Velocity 17, 87 Route 17 North in Maywood, New Jersey. He also will have Halo, Gears of War, Modern Warfare 2, but he'll also have Madden. And from what I read on the boards, not only is he going to give away 100% of the pot, he's also, it appears, that he's going to give away a Samsung monitor. And I don't know that I caught the size of the monitor.
I think I heard it's a 19-inch TV, too.
Okay, 19-inch, yeah. So the winner not only gets 100%, well, let me not say the winner. The payout will be 100%. I'm not sure how he's going to do it, but he's paying out 100%, and he's also going to give away a Samsung monitor, and Dynasty saying 19-inch, and I think I did read 19-inch. I'm not sure. But, you know, what we have here is free enterprise at its best. We have here is competition. You know, let's get past all the I like and don't like and I hate, and he said and she said and I said and you said and his mother said because she told me that he said. Let's get past all that. Let's get past all the venom on the boards and all the finger point accusations, and let's keep it real. Rod has been one of the most consistent tournament directors in the history of video game tournaments. Consistency. And he has a following, and he will bring you a solid tournament. Drama is a student of Rod, so the apple can't fall too far from the tree. So you know Drama's going to bring something, too. So now the question is, which one you're going to go to? Yeah, Dynasty.
Hey, Pete, like, the whole thing between Rod and Drama, like, I'm, like, so clueless with that. Like, could you fill me in briefly about that? That's why I really didn't say nothing. Like, I'm just, like, really clueless with that whole thing situation.
Well, I'll give you the highlights and then, you know, say that I don't have all the details, and so I'm cautious not to get too much into it. But from what I've read and what I've heard is apparently there was a falling out between Drama's family and Rod. There was some sort of working arrangement there, and there was a falling out, okay? And when that falling out happened, Drama then went to do his own thing with his family, run his own tournaments, and Rod is still going to do what Rod does. And so as Drama started deciding he was going to do his tournaments, Drama said some things that Rod took as a direct challenge. And so Rod then responded with, hey, you want to be a man and play in a man's world? Then let's go at it. And so one of the things that happened is Drama was asking the message boards about a URL or a website name, and he decided on NJ Elite tournaments. And Rod went and bought the domain name, and then Drama went and called Rod out for doing it. And wow. Rod said, hey, you know, this is business, you know. And so, you know, and again, you know, let me be clear. I don't know all the details, but Rod very strongly claimed he was provoked, that there were things on Drama's side of it that has provoked Rod to respond and defend himself. And that's what he's done. I don't know all the details. I have not had a conversation with Rod yet about it. I've had a very brief private message exchange only to discuss whether he could come on to the show. So most of my information is either talking to other people, which I don't like to do because that's hearsay, or reading the forums, which, you know, the forums are garbage. I mean, 90% of everything you read on the message boards is garbage. So you got to weed through the 90% to get to the 10% that actually means anything. And I said I'm going to sue somebody because after I read through those threads, I lost some brain cells that I can never get back. And somebody's going to pay for those brain cells that I lost reading all that garbage. And let me, you know what, and on the note, let me just say this, okay? I have to say this. All you know-it-alls out there that rush to judgment and think you know everything need to shut the front door. And that's not what I wanted to say. Y'all need to just stop. I mean, bottom line is, if you have not spoke directly to both, and that goes to guys that I'm affiliated with too, by the way. I'm not just calling out other people. There's a couple of guys that I'm affiliated with that always got something to say too. I wish they would take a deep breath. If you haven't spoke directly to Drama, if you haven't spoken directly to Rod, then that means you don't have all the facts. And if you don't have all the facts, then that means you should not have an opinion. Yeah. Period. Period.
It's out of control, T. Like, most of the dudes on the forums, man, they're all like 13-year-old kids and stuff that just like to start trouble on the forums. I don't pay attention to what them dudes say, man. They just get out of control sometimes.
Well, you know, and it's a shame because the forums have done well, I think. You know, again, I'll go back to what I continue to say, WWE, baby. If the forums were done well, the hype and what we can do is would be amazing. And it's amazing we get so much done on the forums in spite of all the, you know, the juvenile nature of some of the people out there that post. That's why I stopped posting. I don't post that much now. You know, I don't want to get mixed up in all of that. Like A1 said, a lynch mob and a rush to judgment and everybody knows it all. And then you get into the name calling and I ain't got time for that, guys. I don't got time for that. Let's you know, let's show some respect. I mean, you ain't gotta like everybody. You ain't gotta agree with everybody. But let's show some respect, man. That's all I got to say. All right. A1, we're gonna head into our football conversation. Do you want to join us for that, or you want to just bid yourself a fond farewell?
Oh yeah, I want to join you for that. But I just want to say, man, December 19th, I got the Holiday Havoc tournament. It's 32-man, 4-man groups. It's $500 guaranteed, $30 entry fee online, $40 at the door. No buybacks, none of that stuff. So it'll be a good time. We got like 9 people pre-registered already, so everything's gonna fill up. So just want to let everybody know about that.
And your website is?
PrimetimeGamers.net. I'll have my .com back as soon as this guy transfers. That's another thing. You know, I ended up having to pay $800 for my .com that I lost. So, Tommy,
oh, wow.
This didn't happen to you.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, .com is very important.
Well, you know, you got money like Tiger Woods. Ooh, did I say Tiger Woods?
Oh, yeah. Your show's going to be off the air after that cover.
I know, right? They're gonna pull the plug, man. You know. All right, Hold on. I gotta get a song for this guy. See, I'll tell you guys when you guys come on to the show, we're gonna introduce you with songs, man. We're gonna We're going to introduce you with to song. Let's see. I got to get a song for this guy. He's been waiting for a while. I appreciate it. Let's see. Man, I'm trying to think. A good song, a good show for this. A good song. I'm trying to think. Nope, that ain't it. Man. No. I'm sorry, guys. I know. Oh, wait a minute. How about this one? Let's see. All right, hold on. We're going to introduce him. From Virginia, L.A. Bree Productions himself, fellow MLG zone ref, who also has an announcement to make, that's going to join us for the football discussion. Let's bring on the man himself, L.A.B. We all know him as Business First. Biz, you there?
Where my music at?
Hold on, I just lost it. What did I do with it? Wait a minute, where'd it go?
Oh, you're slipping, see?
I am, man. I just had the song. You know, it's this site, man. The way, hold on, Biz, hold on. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go.
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is.
Had to go hard for Biz, man.
Hey, I thought that's been an A1 song, man.
Well, it could have been because it's West Coast. But
I feel gangster right now, man. I'm in the grill.
That's crazy, man. Coach Chris got that good song last week with Snoop. You get this one, and I got Big Daddy Kane, and I'm on the West Coast.
Hey, but you know what? But you got Big Daddy Kane because you get the job done, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Hey, I could have played this one for you, then you really would have been mad. Hold on. This is old school as it goes right here. I could have played this one for you. You know that one, right? I could have played that one for you.
You need to play that one for everybody on the boards.
Now, that's going to be Rod's song. If Rod comes on, that's going to be Rod's song, you know? Because, you know, Robbie's sitting back there saying, don't push me because I'm close to the edge, you know? We get Rod on, that's Rod's song. Biz, welcome to the show, brother.
Appreciate it. What's going on, Commish C, Dynasty, A1, my dude from the West Coast. What's good with everybody?
Hey, we're just good.
What's up with you, man?
Just good. Good to have
you.
No, we let drama go. We let him go. You know, he gotta get ready for his tournament. You know, so we let him go. And but he's still listening. So if you got words for him, he's still listening. He's still tuning in. Everybody's tuning in to the Madden Voice, man. You already know where it is. Tuesday night, you know where everybody is. Even people that don't like me, they listening right now. So you know, what you got?
Much respect goes out to drama and him trying to start a tournament because this a year ago today, I was drama. I mean, you just got to stick it out and words of wisdom. Just don't stop after your first one, man. Just keep on doing it, regardless of what road bumps get in the way. I mean, it's a tough business. I mean, only the strong survive, and it's fun. Like I said, it's a business at the end of the day. So, I mean, get your business right. You got the player aspect, but you gonna have to get the business aspect up if you want to survive, yo. And it's just speaking for me because I had to leave that player aspect alone. I was thinking about the player. Then it kind of gave me some bumps and bruises along the way. But, I mean, those are part of the business, man. But good luck to everybody's tournament that's going on the 12th. Also, big announcement. If anybody ever seen the boards, LAB has as a crew, we ain't making much noise, but we definitely about to start making a lot more noise on the Northeast. LAB and C2C has joined, and the crew name is DNA, also known as Do Not Ask. So, I mean, I know everybody popping up with their crews, but we got dudes in Jersey, we got dudes in Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, Baltimore, D.C., and whatever the tournament, we got one or two guys right there that's going to rep DNA. So that's a big announcement that I had.
DNA. Huh. DNA. I'm trying to see if I feel DNA. Okay. All right. Now,
one of those things that got to grow on you.
They ain't got to grow on me. It's your crew name, bro. As long as you like it. DNA. All right. Now, first question that comes to mind for me would be, you are an MLG zone ref, you know? And so how does that affect your participation or your involvement with your crew?
Oh, it doesn't affect my participation at all. At MLG, we stay professional, and I'm 100% unbiased at MLG Orlando. But if my guys do happen to win, I can celebrate afterwards.
Okay. All right. And the second question comes to mind, you know, and, you know, got to ask it, you know, you are a high-ranking member of the EAFL front office. And how does this affect your standing or participation with the EAFL?
It doesn't affect that, man. I'm a guy of I'm a jack of all trades. I mean, I'm married, been married since I was 19, got three kids. I work of 9 to 5. I throw tournaments on the weekend. I travel to MLG every 2-3 months. So, I mean, and I do the commissioning for the EFL. And I play 16 games in a month on Madden when I'm not playing Modern Warfare. So, I mean, I'm a man of all trades, man. It doesn't affect my position with the EFL at all, unless you're trying to give me the boot.
Nah, I wouldn't do that on the air, man. I wouldn't do that on the air. Well, actually, maybe I would, but nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, I got way too much respect for you. I am confident that you know boundaries, and you have done nothing for me to feel like you would step over any boundaries, so I'm not even worried about it. But I do want to note what he says. 16 games in a month. That's EAFL, baby. That's hard hitting right there. Okay, we don't mess around. Our seasons go 4 weeks. You feel me? And so I'm just saying, I read all this scuttlebutt on the message boards, all these other leagues and stuff out there and all that, but there's only one EAFL. 4 weeks, 16 games. You know what I mean? Hard hit and action packed. And it's not for everybody. I mean, I've talked with some of the guys, you know, like Corn Stars and the guys that would love to play. They're like, but you know, T, I can't do that pace. You know, I can't do 4 games a week because it's just, I can play 4 games a week if I can just log on and play a game. But if I got to wait for somebody to find somebody, I can't do it. I'm like, hey, man, no problem. It's not for anybody. But it's out there for some of y'all, man. Some of y'all really want to get good at the game and you want to play top competition and you know, you want to know that you're going to play regularly, man. EAFL, man, I'm trying to tell y'all. I rejoined last season and we won't talk about my season. But we will say that it was good to be back playing with the top ballers. So all right, so we got Dynasty, we've got me, we've got Biz, we've got A1, and it's about 9:15. Anybody that wants to call and join in the conversation, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525, call in. We're now gonna turn. Yeah, go ahead.
Before we go into it, one more little announcement.
All right, come on.
All right, LAB is also throwing multi-game tournaments. We have our first tournament this weekend. We're dipping in the Smash Brothers for the Wii, and also we're dipping in Modern Warfare. Also, we got a little Madden tournament that's going on, double elimination, MLG style. I haven't really been promoting it all over the boards and stuff because, I mean, I basically want to focus on the Smash Brothers and focus on the Call of Duty. So we're at a point now where we can throw just more tournament at a time. So I feel as though it's a major accomplishment for LAB, and being as though we've only been here for a year.
That's great. That is great. I think you guys are, you know, I think I really sit back and I watch the impact that MLG is having on the tournament community. And this is another example. I think the whole Halo thing is led by MLG. You know, I think that MLG is showing everybody what you can do. You know, I mean, they've only done two Madden tournaments, and on their third one, they're going to have, I mean, A1, you've been around this scene longer than all of us on the phone. Has anyone ever done a 256 Madden tournament live? A1?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Mega Bowl. Mega Bowl.
Mega Bowl was that big?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in today's economic times, to
it's
be
impossible.
Able to... Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just, you know, the state of the economy today means that people are shrinking and cutting back and getting smaller. And for MLG to be doubling the field on their third tournament just shows what they know about entertainment and throwing these tournaments. And I like that I'm seeing tournament directors learn from MLG, going off into other games and marketing and spreading the word. And I think that's just great. That can only be great for everybody. So that's good stuff. Good stuff with A1. Good stuff with LAB, man. LAB Productions. And Biz, give everybody your website.
All right. Y'all can check out information at www.labtotheworld.com. That's www.labtheworld.com. That's labtotheworld.com. Hit us up.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah. Love it. All right. Let's talk some football. I've been wanting to do this all day, man. Let's talk some football. All right. First topic of the day. Better team right now, better team. Indianapolis, New Orleans Saints. First one up, you Dynasty, go. Who's better?
Saints, period. You want me to explain or go
ahead? Yeah, man, explain. Explain yourself.
All right, I'll go into it. For one, man, I just don't see nobody stopping their offense. That's just me. And their defense has been coming to play as of late, not too much last week, but like 2 weeks ago against the Patriots. I just see them going undefeated, and I see the Colts losing this week to Denver. So, I mean, I just think the Saints, man, me being an Eagles fan, man, I just don't want to play the Saints in that dome, man. That's all I'm saying.
Got to make it there first.
Oh, we going to make it there. No, we going to make it there.
All right, Biz, who do you think? Better team?
Hands down, I'm a NFC, I'm a Cowboy fan, but hands down, the Colts. And one reason, Peyton Manning. I understand Drew Brees is putting up phenomenal numbers, this, that, and the third, and his offense is so unstoppable. They only played one good team, really, this year, and that was the Patriots, and they barely squeaked that out. Miami shut down their offense in the first couple weeks. The Redskins shut down their offense. The Redskins beat themselves last week. So, I mean, the Saints showed that they're vulnerable, and that, what they do is just a whole bunch of streaks with screens. They play like you did last year with Madden 09. That's what the Saints do this year.
But to counter that, like we've seen who the Patriots are. You know what I mean? The Patriots. I mean, you talking about the Colts? Like the Colts went right down to the wire with the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? And what we've seen as far is like they just lost last week to the Dolphins. You know what I mean? So and the Redskins. I mean, you might say they played the Redskins and they were trailing, but the Redskins are the best 3-8 team in the league. Like they should have beat us. I mean, they should have beat the Eagles. They should have beat the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, the Redskins. I think people sleep on the Redskins, but
I think that people are feeding too much into the hype of the Patriots. The Patriots, all right, they was all right in the past few years, but this year they showed that they're vulnerable. I mean, the fact that Brady isn't putting up the numbers that he did in years to come, and that defense is horrible. So, I mean, that's horrible. The defense is old. Nobody really on their defense.
All right, well, hold on. You're running away. You're going into the Patriots. Hold on. Bring it back. So we're talking about the Saints and the Colts. And we are going to talk about the Patriots, but not just yet. Saints and the Colts. Let me just jump in here real quick, and let me just say this: the best quarterback in the NFL is Peyton Manning. Period. Okay, anybody who doesn't believe that doesn't watch football. He's the best quarterback in the NFL, period, end of discussion. Halfway through the season, I was torn between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady when Tom Brady finally found his stride. But now it's Peyton Manning, hands down. Drew Brees is putting up great numbers, but who do you want on that last drive to win the game? You're going to say Peyton Manning, okay?
Hey, I'm sorry to cut you off, but do you want Peyton Manning in the playoffs?
Versus who?
Whoever.
Or who?
Well, okay, 3-4 defense, a 3-4 front in the playoffs.
Well, if he's got a healthy offensive line, yeah, I'll take him. If his offensive line is banged up, which he's had, then I don't know. But that would go for any quarterback whose offensive line is banged up.
That's the only knock I've had with Peyton. You know what I mean? He's always had the great season when they went to the Super Bowl or whatever. But before that, man, he's always been one and out every year. Like they get the bye in the playoffs, and then they're one and gone.
That's the only knock
I've had on him his whole career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel you. But right now I'm looking at this season, and I'm saying this season, right now, he's the best quarterback in this league right now to me. You can make a claim for Drew Brees. You can make a claim for Brett Favre. But he's the best quarterback. I think that the Saints right now are a better team than the Colts, my opinion. Now, the Saints, they did buckle against the Redskins, but I called that. I didn't call it on the air because we didn't talk football, but I called two of my friends that were Redskins fans, and I said, your team is going to compete this Sunday and might pull the upset because I just felt like it was, as Bill Parcells once said, it was a trap game. The Saints looked at that game like, oh, yeah, we just going to roll over this team. And that team had nothing to lose, and that's what you get in the NFL sometimes. But when you look at the Colts and you look at the fact that, yeah, they had to come back and beat a Patriots team, and I agree that the Patriots annually are the measuring stick. So if we agree that the Patriots have been the measuring stick, then you can't deny how dominant the Saints looked against the Patriots. Dominant. I mean, dominant. It wasn't even a game. And so based on that right now, I have to say the Saints are the better team. But, you know, as much as I want to see the Cowboys there and Dynasty, you want to see the Eagles there and A1 wants to see the Raiders. Oh, never mind.
We did win this week.
And they beat us. And they beat us.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
But I will say this. You can't deny that would be a heck of a Super Bowl. You can't deny that would be a heck of a Super Bowl. We got a couple of callers that may want to chime in on this subject. So let's see what comments they have. Both from the same area code, actually. So 443-690, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's a big game.
Big game, James. What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, man, check this out. Peyton's never made the Super Bowl. He's proven before that he's just not going to be able to do it in the playoffs. I think Lynn said it already. Like, every year he gets the bye and he loses. It's like clockwork. So,
Peyton won the Super Bowl.
They played the Bears. Come on. Y'all really going to do that?
He won one. How are you going to say he never been one and won one and he took a
game? I'm saying annually. Every year he does the same thing. This is kind of like clockwork. He does this every year. So you mean to tell me that y'all expect him to go further this year when he's proven before that he really doesn't really do that?
He's also proven that he can do it. And usually when they get knocked out, who knocks them out? It's usually a juggernaut called Tom Brady and the Patriots.
That's not true. They lost the Chargers. They lost the Steelers. Look, the bottom line is once they come across a defense in the playoffs that can run the ball consistently, they're going to lose. It's just going to happen that way.
All right, so who's
going to? People don't talk about the best team in the AFC right now. It's actually the Chargers offense. People don't really see that, though. They keep talking about, you know, picking this and picking that. It's not going to happen that way.
They ain't playing nobody. The Chargers are playing the Chiefs twice. They're playing Who else is in? They playing Oakland twice.
You put who's on your schedule. You can't do that. I mean,
don't use that logic when Peyton wins the Super Bowl and say, well, he only beat the Bears. I mean, he didn't pick his opponent either. He did what he had to
do. You sure didn't. All I'm saying is every year he does the same thing. He had one anomaly year when he won the Super Bowl. You know, good for him. I just don't see it happening again.
And you think the Chargers, who haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1994.
I said if they play Peyton, they would beat Peyton. That's what I said.
But wait a minute. I'm just saying, though, you can't say it one way and not the other way. The Chargers, who haven't been to a Super Bowl since 1994, now all of a sudden they haven't been there at all under LT, who's, you know, at one time was the best running back in the NFL, haven't been there. LT, Sean Marion, haven't been there. And now all of a sudden this year you think they're going to put it together?
They're going to beat the Colts when they play them. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, they got to get past. They got to come to Dallas and handle the Cowboys.
Oh my God! You got to be kidding me!
God, stop!
You got to be kidding me!
You guys ain't winning. The Cowboys are not winning a game in December. Mark it down right now.
Oh, here we go.
Y'all going to lose to Washington in Washington. You're losing every game this month. You're losing every game this month.
Well, let's be honest and say that of all the playoff teams right now that would be in the playoffs, it is a statistic fact that the Cowboys have the toughest record of all 12 playoff teams. Okay, so let's call it like it is. You got San Diego coming to town. They got to go to New Orleans and play an undefeated New Orleans team. Then they got to host the Eagles, and then they got to go play the Redskins. That's a killer schedule. But
it is. It's rough.
But let's first of all, they're home against. They're home against the Chargers, okay? I like it. There's only one game this year that the Cowboys, in my opinion, didn't show up, and that was a game against the Packers in Green Bay. That's the only game this whole season that they didn't show up. They haven't laid eggs like the Eagles did and like some of the other teams did, where they played incredibly inferior teams and then completely laid eggs. They played a playoff team and didn't show up. Every other game, I mean, really – There's an argument to be made for, except for the Packers game, maybe you could say the Giant game, but every game the Cowboys could have won. Every single game. So I think you guys are being a little hard on that team now. I think you're being a little hard on them.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that could have win stuff. You can't do that.
I just think
the Steelers are 6-6. We've had leads in every game we've lost, so we could be 10-1. You can't do that.
Well, no, I'm saying as far as being competitive go, but let's talk about the Steelers for a minute. 6-6. You know, Mike Tomlin comes on week before the Oakland game and says he's going to unleash holy hell, and y'all go out and lose at home to
Oakland. You know, listen, the coach can't play for the players. He can't make DBs catch passes. You know, all he can do is call the plays. The players got to execute. Can't put that on the coach at all.
I'm not saying I'm just quoting what he said.
He was wrong. The players didn't back him up. But look, we're 6-6. We got, you know, we got a couple of hard games left on the schedule, and we're going we're going to go 10-6 and be in the
same seat. Damn, I'm sorry to tell you.
Hey, James,
I like making the playoffs.
Wait, hold on.
James, how can you say that y'all going to go 10-6 and that the Cowboys are going to lose the rest of the games this year?
Because the Cowboys have a history. They have a history of losing in December. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not being a fan.
Somebody's watching too much ESPN. Because,
no. I'm not being a fan. I'm being realistic. I know football.
I think we all know football. But I think what you have to realize is that every year you come out with a different team. Okay, this whole thing of what the history of the team has done, the team that whether it's the Steelers, whether it's the Eagles, Michael Vick wasn't on the Eagles last year, every team that you come out with each year, it's a different team. So this whole history lesson isn't relevant because it's a different team.
I disagree because Romo is proven. Romo himself has proven he can't do it.
No, y'all cannot put that loss yesterday on Romo.
Romo played well. Romo played well yesterday.
The thing about T was saying was about like the whole team, and it's a new team. But T, that's the same core that y'all had for the last 3 or 4 years.
And the same coach.
Walton wasn't in the starting lineup. Ratliff wasn't a superstar. Spitzer wasn't coming to his own. We didn't have Sensiball.
And let me just say this. I'm not trying to turn this into a Dallas Cowboy conversation. So let me just say that. You know,
oh, man.
Stop,
if you ain't talking about the NFC East, what conference are you talking about? That's just the way I look at it.
Well,
y'all are being fans, though. Y'all not being realistic. Y'all are being fans.
No. I am being very realistic. I am being extremely realistic. I said, very honestly, they have the toughest schedule of any team out there. But I honestly can't say that they don't – I mean, they already beat the Eagles in Philly. Okay.
Yeah, it did.
So to say that they can't, that they're going to lose to the Eagles at home isn't realistic. All right. The Redskins, yeah, they got to go to Washington and beat the Redskins, but they played like crap at home against the Redskins. Should have lost that game and pulled it out. So to say that they're not going to be competitive and couldn't possibly win those two games isn't realistic. Now, the Chargers at home, that's going to be a tough game, but they are home. So you got to think they're going to compete. The one game that I'm scared about is going to New Orleans to play the Saints, because the last time we went to New Orleans to play the Saints, Parcells was coaching, and Sean Payton said, here you go, coach, thanks for everything you taught me, take that with you, and don't come back here no more, and he did, okay? That's the one game that I say, man, that could get ugly.
It might get ugly for anybody going into that dome, though, for real.
It's going to be rough in there for everyone.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me bring in another perspective here. Hold on. We're going back to the phones. We're going back, and we're going to bring in another. Let's see what we got here. Bring in another 443. This one is 443469. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What? I didn't push one. Hi.
Hi.
It's Keisha, James' girlfriend.
Oh.
You
hit the one. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
James trying to get some Pittsburgh backup.
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Will we see you in Orlando?
Yes, you will. I'll be down there.
All right. Excellent. And you just called in to get your man's back on the whole Pittsburgh thing?
I was just actually listening to you guys. I didn't realize that I hit the one. I'm on Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, it's all, you know, we don't ever have ladies calling into the show too often. So, you know, it's nicer, you know, to get us on our best behavior, have a female voice. Come on, see how we all calmed down real quick when you came on, you know. It was getting a little too much testosterone. And we chilled out real quick when you came on. Plus, we don't want to disrespect you and have James come looking for us. We know how James can be. So we appreciate you coming on, calming us down. Okay, we're calm now. I'm going to put you back on mute, and we're going to keep talking. Some football, and we'll see you in Orlando, of course.
All right.
See, James, the only one got a groupie. See, hold on. Now, is this James back again? James, you back with us?
It's me. She panicked and I hit the button by accident. She's like, oh my God, I pushed one.
James, you ain't got a lot of us. We understand you needed some backup. You told
me to
hit the house phone and hit one.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's okay.
House phone.
They got to do whatever they got to do.
All right.
I'm gonna see you today, bitch. You keep talking that trash.
Now let's look at the Steelers. Let's see, they have Cleveland this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get a nice break, and then they go.
We got Green Bay and the Ravens
Green
at
Bay
home.
And Ravens at home. So Steelers. Your record is
Yeah, we are what we should be. We 500. It's rough.
Your schedule? Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing a game here, right? What's the
Miami.
Last
game?
The
last game is the Dolphins in Miami.
Okay. All right. You guys got Cleveland's division game, so you never know how those can work out.
And, we already still we could lose anyone, so you can't look past anybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you guys could go 10-6. You could go, you know.
We could go 6-10,
yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. Let me bring on this caller. Has been waiting to get on. The man himself, member of the EAFL Renegades, number one capper on the crew, convinced himself. Welcome to the show.
What up, Vince?
Yeah, I'm Vince.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's try it again.
Yeah, passing my Southtown Bears.
All right, say that again. We sorry, man. The unmute didn't work. Now I got you. Come on, Vince.
I just can't be having you guys bash my Bears like they're just some pushovers, okay?
We talking about playoffs, though. Playoffs.
Listen, man,
why did you call in if you're going to talk about the Bears?
Just listen, man. You see, that was years ago, okay? You know, we ain't having the best season. You know, offensive line is some ass, and we ain't got no go-to receiver. But see, like, James, you just can't be calling in bashing my Bears like that. You too, Dynasty. Like, you can't be having none of that. But on, like, I don't know, on a note this year, like, I think Pitt is done, and I think Dallas is done. I think come on now, I'm a realist. Our offensive line is terrible. We got no receiver. Cutler is so scared because Pace falls on his ass every goddamn down. Excuse my language. Like, I hope he retires this year so, you know, it won't blemish his career because he is so bad right now, it'll scare you. But anyway, like I said, I don't know. Like I agree, though. Like, Dallas, they faltered this December, and I don't see Romo holding ground. Like, and I think New York's about to be on the run, either them or Philly. We'll see. Like, I don't think Philly's not that good either because, well, they had a hell game with who? The Chicago Bears, and we're definitely not that good. But, I mean, it's any given Sunday, though. So, you know,
hey, but how come no one's talking about the Green Bay Packers? I mean, they've won 3 in a row. Aaron Rodgers is turning into the quarterback they finally dumped Brett Favre for. Why isn't anybody talking about
that? Because once they leave Lambeau, they're done.
And plus, they're in the Vikings division. That's probably why.
Yeah, the best they can get is a wild card.
Once they leave Lambeau, season over.
Well, let me tell you guys, it is very hard in the NFL, and it's only been done not even a handful of times to beat a team 3 times in 1 year. It is very difficult to do.
And we did it last year to the Ravens.
Okay. Like I said, it's only been done a handful of times. And,
yeah, put that out there.
Yeah, and you know, if, in fact, they do go to play Minnesota, if for some reason that does turn out to be, it would probably have to be in the conference championship, you know. Yeah, I mean, all the nods would be for Minnesota, home, far, blah, 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 AP, you know. But I tell you, man, it is really hard to beat a team 3 times. So don't overlook the Packers. And trust me, you know, I am a Cowboy fan, but I am a football fan, and I've been impressed with what the Packers have done over the. I mean, I thought they were done. You know, I thought after Favre took their heart twice, they were done. But you know, they're coming back, and they're very well gonna be in the playoffs as a wild card.
I think it just took a while for that defense to actually adjust to the whole 3-4 thing. They adjusted. They started clicking real well with that aggressive secondary and the linebackers starting to shoot. So, I mean, the Packers are definitely a good team, man. But, I mean, like you said, Minnesota's in front of them. Huh?
No, go ahead, finish the business, my bad.
I was just saying the fact that they're in the division with Minnesota and nobody really worried about them. I'd rather come up that way anyway. Like, don't worry about me. I'm still going to be good undercover. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't see Cardinals. That's who I wouldn't sleep on, holding AP to all some yards. And
well, they showed that last night. they showed that they're definitely going to be in the hunt again. Which, you know, it's interesting to think that when you look at the 2 Super Bowl teams, you know, you would think the team that was a lock to go back to the playoffs would be the Steelers, and they're fighting. You know, they're fighting, and it looks like the Cardinals are just going to roll right on in, and it's the Steelers that are fighting, you know, to try to get into the playoffs.
The thing about the Cardinals is people saying that they can't win outside of their dome, but when they get to the playoffs, I mean, because they're winning the NFC West, when they get to the playoffs, they're either going to play in the dome or in their dome or in the Vikings dome, Saints dome. I mean, whoever they play, man, it's going to be an offensive show because their offense is pure hell.
Yeah, I mean, find 2 better wide receivers than Bolden and Fitzgerald. You know, it's hard to find out there. Those 2 guys, I mean, you know, pick your poison. Let's talk running backs for a minute. You know, this has been an incredible year. We're watching Adrian Peterson. We're watching the emergence. I mean, Chris Johnson really did some good things last year, but this year he's really put himself on the same stage as Adrian Peterson. We talked about quarterbacks. Let's talk running backs. You know, which if you're starting your football team and those are the 2 guys, which one do you pick? I don't care who goes first. You pick AP or do you go with the lightning fast Chris Johnson?
I'll go first. There's no question about it. You go with Adrian Peterson. I mean, yeah, I mean, like, at first this year, I said Forte was better than Chris Johnson. And, I mean, obviously that's not the case, you know, with the year that Chris Johnson is having. But, like, on some long-term stuff, once AP gets his, you know, his carrying together and he stops fumbling, there's no question about it. You want Adrian Peterson because this man is going to be – he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And not to say that Chris Johnson is not, but it's really just no question about it. He's stronger, you know, he's fast. Vision is amazing. He's the whole nine, you know.
Well, I think I disagree, because I'll take Chris Johnson, because you say, like, with the whole carrying thing, when he stops fumbling, he's not going to stop fumbling. He's been fumbling since he was, you know, at Oklahoma. It's just going to be a continuing problem for him. So my running back, for my money, has to hold on to the ball in order to score a touchdown. So, like, you know, AP is great and all that, but he gives the ball up way too much for my taste. So I'll take Chris Johnson.
Yeah, this is Biz. I might have to go with James on this one. Chris Johnson, speed. You say AP is strong or whatever. Chris Johnson, you see what he did to Puzlowski from the Bills when he ran him over, and he was still going the same speed he was going. So with Chris Johnson's speed and his hands and the fact that he doesn't fumble as much as AP, I would have to go with Chris Johnson also.
Definitely, man. Chris Johnson. Y'all hit it right on the nose. There ain't really nothing more to say.
Well, long term, you guys will take Chris Johnson over Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
Well, let me jump in and get Vince's back. And don't get me wrong, I am thoroughly impressed by what Chris Johnson has done this year. But he's got to do it another year for me to really get on the bandwagon. He had a good year last year, but not like this year. And I believe, you know, and as a Cowboy fan, when we had him at Smith for so many years, you get to see, you know, what it's like to have a high caliber, you know, running back. You had Emmitt at that time, and you had Barry Sanders going back and forth, and these guys did it for 10 years or more. So to me, I got to see a little longevity. I agree that Adrian, man, he does fumble a bit because of his running style. He's running hard, and I think he gets a little careless. But
too hard.
Yeah.
Too hard.
But
I have a question for you, T.
Yeah.
Like, the average career of a running back is what?
Five years.
7 years?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much longevity are you going to get? I mean, Chris Johnson got half the carries last year and did a lot of amazing stuff. And it's not even like he's on a great offensive line team. AP offensive line is ridiculous.
Yeah, but they used to say the same thing about Emmitt Smith, and the guy played for 14 years. They said it, you know, the offensive line, and it wasn't this and it wasn't that, and, you know, but he got 18,000 yards. You know, hey, the guy, yeah, okay, he's got a great offensive line, but it still takes talent to do the thing. I mean, check the highlights. Check the highlights. You know, hey, Chris Johnson is fast. Don't get me wrong. But in order to get to that second level, the things that you have to do on that first level, I haven't seen many people do what Adrian Peterson does with that ball when he holds on to it at that first level. From the time he gets it to when he hits that linebacker stat, the stuff he does right now, I don't know of another running back that can move like he moves. And that's what I want. You know, I mean, I can't bank on the home run, because you're only going to get a certain amount of home runs in a game. I need a guy that I know is going to get 8 yards, 10 yards. It's going to, you know, it's second and seven or second and eight, and he's going to get me 7 yards consistently every time. And for my money right now, that's Peterson right now. And
another thing, Adrian Peterson, he's sharing the load with Chester Taylor. Like,
No, he's not.
Every time I turn around, Adrian Peterson's coming out the game. If it's third
down.
On
third down, sir, because he can't catch. That's
what
Chris Johnson can catch.
I'm going to be honest with you. And like, you know, I hate Favre more than the next Bears fan. Half the reason why Favre is having the season he is because the team's got to put eight guys in the box to rip for Adrian Peterson. You have to. There's no, that's the only way you're going to stop him. I mean, with those receivers that they got, he has no choice but to shine. So, I mean, like, Adrian Peterson, like, he does so much for that team. I'm not hating on Chris Johnson. Like, he gets it done, but I'm saying, like, he's the only person touching the football in Tennessee. If you're telling me that Chester Taylor doesn't touch the football at all and that Brett Favre isn't passing a lot, then, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I do think that there's a good point there that Peterson is allowing Favre to have a great year. But I also think that there is some connection to Chris Johnson and the resurgence of Vince Young. I think there is some connection there as well.
Yeah, because he wasn't lighting it up like that until Vince Young came back.
Right. So I do think there's a connection there. All right, guys. Well, I think we covered Shout out to LT, LaDainian Tomlinson. Not the back he used to be, but still productive. And he just passed Jim Brown. And for all of us that grew up, you know, a little bit older guys, I mean, Jim Brown, 12,312 yards. I mean, that was the number, you know. And Jim Brown did it in 9 years, you know what I mean? And even through the era of Barry Sanders and Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith, you still just marveled if you watch any of the highlights of Jim Brown and how good he was in only 9 seasons. And you know, now LT is now on that level of stardom, you know, so to speak, with passing Jim Brown. And, you know, for a guy who wasn't sure for a while there, looked like he had lost a lot and wasn't sure if he was going to be productive again, it's just good to see him back running well. I mean, that said, I hope he has a horrible day on Sunday, but congratulations to him for passing Jim Brown. All right. Any final comments, guys? I mean, we certainly the energy was great, and we will continue this on the next show. But any final comments on the NFL stuff?
Go Eagles.
That's it. AT, I think this is Biz. I think we should do something like this right around playoff time. Because I mean, like I said, everybody energy was feeding off each other. I mean, it was definitely good combo. But yeah, it was good. Cowboys are going to crush the Chargers this weekend, and we're going to crush the Eagles at the end of the year.
I live in Virginia. How are you a Cowboys fan?
Hey,
I'm from Jersey. I grew up watching the Giants play the Cowboys, the Redskins play the Cowboys, and the Giants play in Jersey. And that makes me hate the Giants.
You're terrible.
Hey, I'm in Connecticut, so, hey, there's a reason.
I don't have a team anywhere close to you.
The Cowboys are America's team. There's a reason the Cowboys are America's team.
This is a UConn fan.
I am a UConn fan. That's not a pro team, though. I'm a big Husky fan, man. We going to Papa John Bowl. Back up. one last comment. One last thing. I forgot about this one. Man, oh, man. Big game Sunday with the Eagles and the Giants. And that affects almost everybody on this call. But Eagles and the Giants, big game in the Meadowlands. Predictions. My prediction, and for me, it works out better too that the Eagles win. But I also think the Eagles are going to win. I think the Giants are going to go back to the Giants we've seen for the last 7 weeks. They got up for the Cowboys, but I don't think they're going to. I don't think we're going to see that team again because they're not playing Dallas every week. I think they'll go back to being the same team, and I think the Eagles will beat them. Any other predictions?
I say the Eagles win 17-13. Eagles. You know what I mean? We had a last time we played them, we basically manhandled them. So I don't think it's going to be that same kind of game because every time we play that team, man, it's always close. I mean, every game in the NFC is always close in the NFC East. So I think it's going to be, like, within a touchdown, like 17-13, 17-14, or something like that. I think it's going to be a good game on Sunday.
I like the Giants to win.
Stop it.
You know, like Giants 27-20.
My account is open. Stop
you don't condone gambling on the Madden Voice, D.Y. Please stop.
We do go on the phone.
But I think the Giants pull that one out 21-20. I think they start their run to win that division. Like, now. Yeah, you got to. And I mean, we're in the NFC. I mean, the Bears ain't out of it yet. You know, we went out. Some teams lose.
All right, the conversation.
Hey, you guys, listen, come playoff time, whether the Bears are in it or not. I just can't have you guys bashing them like that. Like, I had
yeah,
to call it.
Yeah, yeah, these guys are bashing your Super Bowl team, the team that
I know, right? Like, talk about the present Bears. Don't be talking about the team lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys had that superstar quarterback. What's his name again?
Please stop. I don't want to hear his name. I don't even want to hear it. Don't say it, please.
You know, he actually got in this week or last week.
Gross. Who does he play with? He's still in the league?
He's on the Texans. I didn't know that either. He got in because Matt Schaub got hurt for, like, a series.
And I bet he threw a pick.
He definitely did throw a pick. He definitely did throw a pick.
Terrible.
All right. Well, listen. We're gonna conclude the football segment. Dynasty, of course, stay on. The rest of you guys, appreciate the energy. We'll do this again next time. Big Game, Biz, A1, who didn't say much, but he's there, world champion Los Angeles Lakers, and Vince, appreciate you guys all calling into the show, and we will see you guys all next time.
All right, man.
All right, take care. All right, now before we go off the air, let's go back to Dynasty and let's pick his brain a little bit. Let's, you know, now you know it's been documented on the message boards.
Here we go.
Here we go. You know, you were with GTP and long time relationship. It's nice to know that, you know, I mean, James called in, which is a good thing, and no static there, so that's a good thing. You know, it wasn't quite that way in Anaheim, but it's a good thing now. So that's good. That's cool. That's cool. And you know, you've moved on, and now you have a new crew, and the crew is called New Era. Now, who are the members of your crew now?
It's me, Dan Brown, aka Truth, Fool, Cheyenne, Fizzy Freddy, B Ray, and Tyler, Dan's boy.
Okay, okay. Now, do you guys have, I mean, you know, with GTP, Bobby Storm was kind of, you know, the head guy, the commish there, and now Coach Chris is kind of taking some of that responsibilities off of Bobby, saying, well, Bobby does some things with MLG and EA and whatever, you know, and with SNS, we know Philly Ron was kind of the man there for a while, and now Replay is kind of running that show. You know, now with New Era, is there kind of a head guy? Is there a guy that you guys consider the commish or player coach or whatever?
No, not really. I mean, like, when we made the crew, we're trying to do something, like, as in, like, throw a G-code out there, you know what I mean? They don't really have a commissioner. They're just all killers, you know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
That's the main thing we try to go with.
Right, right, right. Now, you know, as I alluded to at the beginning of the show, you know, it is no secret that at one point in time, you know, you and Truth were pretty fierce rivals. You know, you guys, you know, been on, you know, I believe you guys are both on Madden Nation at the same time. And, you know, so there's no love lost there between you guys. And I've been privy to some, before you guys were on the same crew, privy to some interesting, some colorful conversations with you guys. And so you know, kind of like a rivalry there, you know, similar age, similar, you know, a lot of similarities between the two of you. How did you guys kind of get past the differences to decide to get together and create this crew?
I mean, me and him were always cool, you know what I'm saying? It was just like the whole Madden thing, that was just for Madden, you know what I mean? I was still cool with Dan. So just one of the days, you know what I mean, we just got to talking and just popped off, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you're good.
No, I was going to say, one of the conversations we had, you know, we were joking around. I told you I was going to announce you as the newest member of the EAFL Renegades. And, you know, I'm still trying to ink him, guys, but dude's expensive. But you had made a comment about you really want the New Era thing to really take off. What do you envision for your new crew? Where do you see you guys? You know, when you say take off and you really want this to hit, what are you looking for you guys to accomplish?
Just for us to be running the whole Madden scene, you know what I mean? Like, for a while there, in game time, that's what we were doing, you know what I mean, running the whole Madden scene. So, I mean, whenever I put my hand into something, I want it to, you know what I mean, take off. So that's basically what I want New Era to become, like just to run the whole Madden scene in a nutshell, you know what I mean?
Right. And in this day of Madden where, you know, for lack of a better word, we do see a bit of crew hopping. You know, there are some guys that don't do it, but we've seen it. We've seen guys bounce around different crews. And, you know, do you think, you know, is there a chance that are you guys looking to increase your crew? Are you out there, you know, talking with some of your other top ballers out there and trying to bring more guys in? Are you guys settled on what you got, or what do you see for growth?
We're pretty much settled on what we got, you know what I mean? I like our core right now, but who knows, you know what I mean? Who knows as of right now, you know what I mean? Things can always change, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's one thing. That's one, like, when I was talking to you on Facebook, like, that's one thing I never wanted to be affiliated with my name, like a crew hopper, you know what I mean? So that's why I really want this thing to take off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel you, you know. And as I look at the standings, you know, something that I didn't do when we did the Anaheim show, I don't think they were out yet, but they are out now. And, you know, number one right now is Jet. Number two is Problem. Surprisingly to me, number three was Brusque. And number four is Dynasty. And then number five is Los. And it's important to note that Jet Steel, Problem, Dynasty, and Los are all guaranteed Miami for finals. And even though Brusque is currently number three, he is not he's not guaranteed a spot yet. He'd have to either win, come in first or second, or finish in a top eight. And to round out the top eight, you have number five, you have Little Man. I'm sorry, number six, you have Little Man. He's actually tied with Los for overall points. So they're both number five right now. You have Blue at number seven, and then at number eight is Derwey. So you have Blue and Derwey, both from SNS. And just to kind of keep going a little bit, you got
Derwey,
Secret. Go ahead.
Derwey's in
The Alliance, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Derwey's in the Alliance, my bad. Derwey's with the Alliance and Blue's with SNS. And then number nine, you got Secret. And number 10, you got Fool. And, you know, and then if you go down the line, I mean, you just, it's just a who's who. Child's there at 11. You got One Great User at 13. You've got Prodigy tied with One Great User. You've got Shutdown at 16. Let's see, just going on there. Sean Madden tied right now at 21. Big Bread said tied with RG and Adam Morris. I'm sorry, tied with RG at 27, Adam Morrison at 29, DJ Madden at 29, Fizzy Freddy from the New Era crew at 29. Let's see, you got Delph on there at 37, and you know, gotta mention one of my boys, Bama, also tied at 37. So, you know, it's real interesting to see, and you guys can go to mlgpro.com /EA Sports Challenge and then go to where it says news, and one of the links is the standings, and it's pretty interesting to see. And Dynasty, maybe, probably my last question. Do you think that this is just an opinion, with what Madden has now for crews? You know, you have GTP, SNS, Alliance, New Era, now the EAFL Renegades, and there's other crews. You know, LAB just came on, and him and C2C's forming a crew, DNA. You got the Brotherhood floating around out there with Drama's crew. And I'm sure I'm missing a few others, G-Code, and, you know, there's others. Do you think at MLG will ever get to where they might do a crew versus crew like we saw at Players Bowl?
I have no idea, but I'm sure everybody in the Madden community would love it. Like, we all loved it when it was under Bobby's roof, you know what I'm saying? Could you imagine it if it was under MLG's roof? You know what I mean?
It would be unbelievable, man. And again, you know, these are things we talk about on the Madden Voice. But you know, you're sitting here with the 2009 Madden Challenge champion, sponsored by ComplexityGaming.com. Should have mentioned that earlier. Check them out. I actually went there and checked out their website. It's a pretty good website. Saw the guy, Jason's his name. The guy, the top dude who was at Anaheim. Saw his picture. I said, I know him. Well, I don't know him, but I saw him. You know, pretty cool. But check him out. Check out ComplexityGaming.com. But, you know, guys, these are things that if the community, I mean, Sundance came on the show and said, if you guys want 256, let us know. We're going to do 256. Clearly, everybody said they wanted 256. And by the way, December 10th, which is Thursday, check the time. It's either 6 or 7 o'clock. I think it's 7 o'clock that the player passes go on sale. But don't – yeah.
What's the over-under on when the tickets are sold out?
Man, that's a good one.
You think it's going to be like Anaheim?
Well, you know, the fact that it's up.
Anaheim is like 6 or 7 hours, I think.
Yeah, the fact that it's 256 to me means that it may not sell out that fast. But on the other hand, as we know, East Coast.
You got to, like you said, you got to throw in the East Coast.
Right.
And it's the last challenge.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I honestly, you know, the more I think about it, I'd say 4 hours tops. I'd say 4 hours. And I got to be honest with you guys. If you guys snooze, you may be on the outside looking in. Let's see.
Remember when this whole MLG started and people were complaining that it was only three cities? And now look how much praise we're giving it. You know what I mean? It's just crazy how far it's come in such little time.
You know, and that should be a lesson for everybody, that you got to give something a chance. You know, I mean, it was a lot of, there was a lot of negativity. People didn't know what to think, and oh, my God. And then there was a lot of people that thought they knew everything, and the reality was in MLG, the last probably 6 weeks up to Dallas, they were scrambling. Because
yeah.
Contracts and things weren't signed, and once they had everything signed, they had roughly 3.5 weeks to pull Dallas together. And, you know, we saw that, you know, Dallas was phenomenal, but we saw the difference from Dallas to Anaheim when they had a little bit more time. And I can only imagine how it's going to be in Orlando, that, you know,
yeah.
with even more time, more experience underneath their belt, a bigger field, East Coast, so everybody's going to be there.
I finally just saw the hotel for Orlando too, and ooh wee.
That hotel is off the chain. I mean, it is. I mean, and again, guys. I mean, you know, I put on the boards. I was trying to answer some questions. You know, $139 a night for a room. You know, if you whether it's you or whether you got some peoples with you, and that room it goes for anywhere from $179 to $209 a night, and they got it for $139. So, I mean, they're doing everything in their power to make it easy for everybody to come down and compete. Passes go on sale. Player passes go on sale Thursday, December 10th, which is the day after tomorrow, at 7 o'clock. Anyone, I'm reading right off their website, anyone who wishes to compete in the landmark event will need to purchase their pass prior to the event. And the limited quantities are expected to go extremely quickly. You will need to register an MLG.com account in order to purchase a player pass. The passes will promptly become available at the MLG store at 7 p.m. Due to overwhelming popularity, these passes hold a high possibility of selling out within a matter of minutes. In order to have the best chance of securing your pass, it is advisable to have your payment information entered and attached to your account prior to their release. Payment information can be entered by visiting your account link within the MLG store. So, guys, you know, Dynasty saying, what's the overrun? Yeah, man. You know, I mean, do what you got to do. Get on that site right now. You know, well, finish listening to the show. Then get off. Get on the site now. Set up your account so that 7 o'clock. And let's see if they're right. Let's see, Dynasty. I mean, maybe you know, maybe they'll go.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, man. It really wouldn't. You know what I mean? It really wouldn't surprise me at all if it sold out quicker than it did Anaheim. Like for real, it really wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And I think the whole East Coast impact here, we know that there were a lot of people that said, I'm not traveling out to Anaheim, but I'll see you in Orlando. And so
yeah.
I think all those people now are sitting back ready. And I think it's going to be a huge, huge event. And if you guys sit back and snooze on it, you know.
And if I happen to lose early in Orlando, man, if somebody wants to play me on that golf course out there, I'm open to all challengers.
Uh oh. You play a little. I didn't know you play golf.
No. I'm just playing. But like that, I can know the one picture at a golf course.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I'm about
the party cat just talking smack. Like, you know what I mean. From time to time, I go to a driving range. You know what I mean, and play a little miniature golf. You know what I mean. I had to put it all together. You know what I mean for that golf court.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been known to try to play a little golf myself. As a banker by day, we're expected to also be golfers, but I didn't get that memo, so I'm still working on my game a little bit, you know. All right, well, let me just check the phones real quick one last time and make sure that, let's see. Yep, okay. No new callers on the line. So I think we've mission accomplished tonight, man. Hey, I want to thank all the callers that called in tonight. You know, Jordan, we'll hear from him again, aspiring MLG pro. Drama, check out his tournament. Rod didn't call in, but in fairness, check out Rod's tournament. A1 called in. He's got a tournament on the 18th. Check out his tournament and, you know, Big Game and Vince and Biz and I don't know if I'm missing anybody that called into the show. Really appreciate the support. All the people in the chat room, we appreciate the support. And most importantly, man, I really want to thank my co-host for the night.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, for real.
Did you enjoy it? You have a good time?
Yeah, of course. I always have a good time on here. Always.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, guys. We appreciate it, man. We're gonna make sure we get Dynasty back on the show before Orlando, because of course we got to get a prediction out of him. I mean, it wouldn't be right. And the other guy that I'm gonna get on the show before Orlando is your running buddy Truth, because Truth's been kind of struggling this year. Truth's game hasn't been up to snuff this year. I got to call him out a little bit, but it might put a fire under him. So we got to get Truth to come on the show and say, I mean, come on now, you know, you got one more shot here before the finals. What can we expect out of Truth? Now, in fairness, he's been kind of quiet since Anaheim, so maybe he's just been in the lab. Maybe Truth's, you know, been labbing it up, and maybe he's going to come out with something. I don't know, but we're gonna have to get Truth on the line here before Orlando, and you know, to chop it up a bit. But Dynasty, man, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate your time coming on the show, guys. Check out Dynasty. Check out ComplexityGaming.com. You'll see Dynasty's mug right there, man. He's right there under Madden. ComplexityGaming.com. That's Dynasty's host. And man, oh man, I'm almost remiss to not mention. And these guys are going to kill me. I am going to be a guest on MaddenBible.com. And, man, I forgot. I was supposed to mention them earlier. MaddenBible.com. My boy Z Farls and S. Gibbs, they have a site, MaddenBible.com. They do a show, Madden show. They do a weekly. And check them out, MaddenBible.com. They've done 10, 11 shows. I checked out one. The production value is pretty good. I was actually thoroughly impressed. So check out their show. They're doing big things over there, giving away free tips and talking about the Madden community and gaming in general. And they've asked me to come on Thursday for their show. I believe the show will be live via Ustream, 8:30 p.m. So and that's Eastern time. So you want to check them out, MaddenBible.com. Check out their show and go. It's easy to remember. Madden Bible. You know, Madden the game, Bible. MaddenBible.com. Y'all can't remember that. I don't know what's wrong with you, but check out S. Gibbs and Z Farls. They're over there doing big stuff over there at Madden Bible. And last but not least, I would be remiss if I didn't mention my partners in crime, the Madden Lab, MaddenLab.com. Always got to mention Madden Lab. Arguably, if you guys don't believe me, check it out yourself. But these guys, the number of hits and the traffic these guys get is just insane. Always doing something right. Gambino and Duke, they know how to run a website. They know how to run a tip site. And check them out. Check out the lab, of course. MaddenLab.com, Madden Live, MaddenBible.com, ComplexityGaming.com. Want to give everybody a shout out. And of course, last but not least, you got to check out EAFLMadden.com. Because that's how you join the EAFL, is to go to EAFLMadden.com. And remember, when you do that, to join the EAFL, you will realize one thing, that when you join the EAFL, all feuds are settled on the field. Everybody have a good night.